It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton.
Jerry Rello.
919, Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on a fan. So, good job by Johnny Bench there. Anywho, you think he's the best catcher of all time, right?
I would say so, yes.
So I told you, I teased before JB came in here about this Vanderbilt head coach, Boomer.
Yes.
Just real quick, I want to, you know, fulfill the promise to the audience.
All right.
So James Franklin is the Vanderbilt head football coach.
And where do you think he came from?
I have no idea.
He was the offensive coordinator at the University of Maryland for the last 5 years.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, so you know James Franklin.
I do.
All right. James Franklin says he will not hire an assistant coach until he meets his wife. All right. Let's go to the next sentence there. Why you do that? Because his wife better be a good-looking woman. Okay, well, why do you care what your assistant coach's wives look like? And here's why. I've been saying it for a long time. I will not hire an assistant until I see his wife. If she looks the part and she's a D1 recruit, then you got a chance to get hired. That's part of the deal. There's a very strong correlation between having the confidence, going up and talking to a woman, and being quick on your feet and having some personality and confidence and being articulate and confident, as it does walking into a high school and recruiting a kid and selling him.
So let's say Ron Valone was going to go and take an interview with James Franklin.
He would get hired.
He would get hired.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
And he went on and on about it. And then they start making comparisons. Why do you think Lane Kiffin is such a good recruiter? He has a beautiful wife. So Franklin's thought is that I want a guy that's willing to go up to the hot girl in the bar,
right,
and approach her and land her. You have an ugly wife, it means you didn't have the stones to talk to the pretty girl. How about that? That's your boy right
there.
Yeah,
I know, but why would you share that publicly?
Because someone asked. I guess. Maybe they asked a question about who's on your coaching staff, coach. Well, let me tell you what I'm looking for. I want hot broads. All right?
Oh,
but is that amazing? Let's say you're a qualified offensive coordinator. You got the goods.
Right.
And Franklin brings you in and goes, listen, there's no doubt that your resume is perfect. You'd be a great offensive coordinator based on this resume.
Okay.
I need to see a picture of your wife.
All right.
And the guy goes, oh, I'd love to show you Betty's picture. Here's Betty's picture, right? And he's like, we're going to go in a different direction. Oh, it's so offensive. It's great. Now, is that the Franklin that you knew at Maryland? Or no?
You know, I didn't know him that well, but I guess this would mean that he would not hire any gay coaches.
He might not.
Right?
If that gay coach was in a committed man-to-man relationship, right.
Same thing, though. If the man's attractive, same confidence.
That's a good question. Let's say you're an attractive man.
That would be uber confident.
Right.
Yeah.
I had the stones go up to the best-looking guy in the bar,
right,
and I landed him. And look at Frank.
And guess what? I'm a gay.
That's exactly right. And I got the best-looking dude in the bar.
Right.
Which is probably how I would roll, you know. I think that's fair to say.
I also think you should show your wedding picture more so than maybe a current picture, because sometimes
I understand the premise of what he's talking about. I want confident people around my program that if they could sell their fat own self to somebody so pretty, then I know that guy could go out and recruit me some guys.
Here's what you do. If there's any question about how your wife might look to Franklin, you go to JCPenney. You buy a picture frame that's got the hot brunette in there with a good-looking kid, and you bring that in as your wife. There you go. That's Sally and that's little Jimmy.
And then they never get introduced.
Yeah, but you got
to
wonder,
how come your wife and kid never come to the barbecue?
Is that the only reason?
Well, I don't think he's trying to stoop his assistant coach's wives.
Listen, I don't know.